And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in New York City, where President Trump delivered a crystal clear message to New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani this week. Obey federal immigration law or face arrest. After Mamdani pledged to defy ICE operations and strengthen New York City sanctuary policies. Mamdani's campaign website promises to Trump-proof New York by getting ICE out of all city facilities and ending cooperation with federal authorities. I don't think he has that authority, even if he were to be elected mayor of New York City. Speaking of immigration lawlessness, Pennsylvania-based Amherst Mortgage Company is openly marketing home loans to illegal aliens using individual taxpayer identification numbers as a financial loophole. The company proudly described its mission to empower non-citizens and bridge the gap for undocumented residents. ITINs were created for tax compliance, not lending identification, but companies like Amherst treat constitutional immigration law like just a minor inconvenience that they can figure a way around. While our current administration is working tirelessly to remove illegal aliens, mortgage companies are literally giving them 30-year reasons to stay. And when these loans go through and they eventually are deported, guess who gets stuck with the bill? Some encouraging news on the Second Amendment front. The ban attempted in the state of Illinois on semi-automatic firearms is headed for the Supreme Court, with oral arguments scheduled for September. The Seventh Circuit will hear challenges to the 2023 law that bans so-called assault weapons. Illinois State Rifle Association Executive Director Richard Pearson expressed confidence, noting they have the preponderance of evidence by far on their side. Meanwhile, DOGE is auditing the ATF with plans to eliminate upwards of 50 gun regulations by this weekend. The Trump administration is also proposing to slash ATF's budget and reduce the number of inspectors harassing law-abiding gun dealers. The institutional capture of higher education continues unraveling at Cornell University as they face a federal rights complaint over race-based hiring filters. Internal documents show Cornell paused searches and filtered candidates based on compositional diversity at four stages, with emails revealing the first program wouldn't proceed unless candidate pools met diversity targets. Finally, some genuinely good news. GE Appliances is moving washing machine production from China to Kentucky, investing $490 million in creating at least 800 full-time jobs. When America puts America first, companies respond accordingly. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And as always, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.